Thank you, Chairperson. Hi, Commissioner. Thank you. I would like to make the following statement on behalf of the head of delegation. The Horn of Africa is experiencing one of the most severe droughts in its history, a climatic event not seen in the last 40 years. Millions of people are displaced, and their challenges are compounded by the global surge on food and energy prices. These factors increase vulnerabilities and reduce opportunities for self-subsistence, let alone self-reliance, for displaced persons. In Ethiopia, one of the largest refugee-hosting countries, the challenge is even greater, as the situation is much more exacerbated by food ration cuts, as already remarked in Ethiopia's statement at the Jannar debate. Food rations in refugees in Ethiopia were reduced by 40% in November 2021, and then by more than 50% in June 2022. On this note, I would like to recognize the positive comments by the High Commissioner and WFP about the efforts my country is making to avert the challenges with the support of donor countries. My delegation took note of the budget allocated to East and Horn of Africa and Great Lakes Regional Bureau and to the country operation of Ethiopia for the fiscal year 2023. However, the allocation is way behind the challenges on the ground. It is striking to notice continual decline of per capita budget for persons of concern as the funding decreases while the number of affected people increases from one year to the other. This seriously affects the administration and service delivery for refugees and host communities, exposing them to chronic malnutrition, sexual exploitation, and other vulnerabilities. Furthermore, the ongoing resource constraints creates conflict and stress due to competition over the existing scarce local resources. The Global Refugee Forum and the CRFRF that followed created a comprehensive approach to addressing displacement crisis by giving due attention to four pillars: refugees, host countries, countries of origin, and the third countries. This was based on the broad recognition to the fact that host countries are shouldering the highest burden and need assistance on the principle of burden and responsibility sharing. It is therefore essential to find ways to broaden the support base and solicit a greater number of stakeholders. In addition, in terms of economic use of the insufficient resources, we strongly believe that the transparency should be maximized and accountability needs to be ensured at all levels through expanding demand-driven models and shortening the funding pathways. To this effect, localization in the sense of building and developing national and local capacities remain vital. In conclusion, Chairperson, we would like to reiterate that our long-standing care for people who flee conflict and persecution will continue despite the challenges we are shouldering, as we believe this is the right thing to do to our brothers and sisters across the border. Nevertheless, we encourage donors, partners, and the UNHCR to continue prioritizing developing countries that are shouldering by far the biggest refugee number, albeit their own huge challenges. To this end, we appeal to donors, underscoring that funding should be adequate, need-based, and flexible. I thank you.
I thank you, Madam. I turn now